Good morning, it's Thursday, October 3rd. This is Miss Moose Playhouse. I am coming to you from my work machine. Boy, got so many thoughts running through my head. I'm looking at people's posts on Instagram and shaking my head, laughing my ass off, and thinking that some folks have a lot of nerve, but I'm gonna let you hold that. In a weird space, you know, after my stint at the hospital and stuff, the doctor here in Florida called and checked on me yesterday because she was just a little bit concerned. I will say this. Yeah, be careful about those red flags. If people show you who they are, you believe them. Take that with all the shade that it came in. I'm not chasing after folks. I just don't even have the freaking energy to do it. My self-care is cool. Wow, I wanted to talk about something profound this morning, and I just don't really have it in me to do that. I'm hungry, and I'm tired, and dinner's gonna be real easy tonight. I am the kind of person that thinks about dinner in the morning. Very odd, right? I know. I'm on Delish.com looking up stuff while I'm sitting here working. I really don't work until 8 o'clock, but because I am who I am, I'm usually working at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's something, and I'm on call, so there goes that. But I told one of my managers, I said, hey, you know, I was in the hospital this past weekend, you know, I was honest with them about what, you know, what was being said and stuff, and he was like, get all this sick time, you might want to use it. I was like, yeah, everyone's saying that, but, you know, I feel kind of odd. I was supposed to get off work early, and again, you know, we all know I work from home, but I was supposed to get off at 12 o'clock. I ended up working the whole full damn day. It's all good, though. I still feel icky. I do. I just want to go on my bed and just kind of lay down. But eventually I have to get, you know, Elena up for school and take it to the bus stop. And maybe I'll run to the store. And then come back home and work. Hopefully it'll be a quiet day where I don't have to, you know, do much but study. For a certification I'm trying to obtain. But, yes, when people show you who they are, you believe them. I have a lot of friends, male and female friends, that are going through it with relationships and folks not being straightforward with them, and I kind of just have to chuckle myself and say, you know what? Some things deserve an effort. And they do. And my concern for myself was I've always loved hard. That's just who I am. I've always loved hard. I've always kind of been that person that just loved hard and care about some folks probably more so than either they care about me or whatever. I've always been that kind of a person. And sometimes that's hard. And then I'm learning to just say, you know what? Some people are not even worth it. And me giving you everything because you don't deserve it. Trying to log into ADP, check my pay, and you have the wrong password. Okay, well, we're not gonna keep messing with that. So, R. Kelly got denied bail. Federal judge in New York said, nah, my dude, I guess you're not getting out. Don't care how sick you are. Yo, let's just pray this dude don't kill himself. You know, for real. Let's just be honest. I just hope that doesn't happen. My middle child ended up having a pink eye last week, and she stayed home Friday and Monday. I'm about to put those drops back in her eye again today, just to make sure, because it's been about a week. Like a headache is coming on, and hoping the headache doesn't turn into a migraine, because I normally get them. might be a little bit dehydrated, hence another reason why I was in the hospital last week. So yeah, I might want to just not do that. We're not going back there. So go ahead and drink some more water this morning. Amber Geiger got 10 years for killing both them John. His brother got on there and said he forgave her and gave her a hug, and people call him a coon, and that they are from St. Lucia, so they have different values than us Black Americans have, and how they don't have really good interactions with white people with the way that we have. I will say this, we can't be more angry than family. I mean, I guess we can, but we shouldn't. The brother said he spoke for himself. The mother is still outraged that she got 10 years. I hope she'll be out in 5. She might be out in 2. But you know what? She'll never be a fucking cop again. Okay? She's a convicted felon, right? She's a murderer. She got convicted of murder. Maybe they gave her the 10-year sentence so she can try to do something better with her life. I would hope that's why they gave it to her. Right? But I can't get myself all emotionally upset if it's family's like, I mean, the mom says she's outraged by it. You know, what the brother did is what the brother did. They're a good Christian family. And the guys that kill Justice, fuck them niggas there. Fuck them. I said it. I don't care if you don't like my cursing. Fuck them niggas there. I hope they rot in hell. Matter of fact, I heard one of them got their ass whipped. That's what you get, bitch, for killing my man. So fuck them niggas there. Sorry to my white friends that are listening with me using the N-word. But fuck them niggas there. And I hope whoever whooped your ass got you good. But I heard that they did. No worries there on my end. I had nothing to do with it. And I would never say anything to incriminate myself. But trust and believe, we all know, I'm not about that life. But yeah, fuck them niggas there. God forgives. I can forgive, but I won't forget. I don't forget that my daughter still cries for justice just about every night. There's a lot that you don't know. And how I have to deal with, you know, anytime I cough or sneeze or anything, she worries about losing me like she lost her dad. And I have a 2-year-old who will never get to know him. But through pictures and videos and stuff. Nah, I can forgive, but I'm not going to forget. And I ain't going to hug you. I just, you know, again, 10 years is a slap in the face. 20 years I thought she would get. But 10, again, she'll be out in 2, maybe 3. But I hope somebody's there every time she's up for parole. So she's up in 2 or 5 years. I hope somebody's there. Because her lawyer said, well, don't look at her Facebook post. Her Facebook post is a part of who she is. Why not look at that? To me, and of course, she has some issues with Black people. But why am I going to get upset of something I cannot control? That's totally nothing to do with me in the grand scope of things. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I'm a Black American. But as far as, you know, family-wise and him being a part of my family, no. But the brother said both of them would want her to give her life to Christ and be better. Hope she does. Donald Trump and his whole impeachment thing. Well, he's cursing at reporters and on Twitter calling things bullshit. I mean, come on. Let's just be honest. He's just who this motherfucker is. I'm cursing so much this morning. Forgive me, y'all. Dallas Cowboys lost to the Saints. I'm hearing it still. But we play the Packers this weekend. My dad's team. So we'll see what happens. Dad, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, man. That's crazy. Everyone's asking me what I'm doing. I will be here in Florida and in my apartment with my girls and watching football. And I'm not going anywhere. I've been invited to a few places, but I'm not, you know. I might, thank God, I have a turkey fryer, and then I have, you know, my Ninja Foodie. And I have my Ninja Foodie grill, so, you know. Turkey, my boneless, genial turkey breast will be made in one of them. I'm not sure if I'm going to do the turkey fryer. Hey, that's, I call it Big Bob. Bringing Big Bob out is just a lot of hassle and peanut oil and all that. I just don't have the patience for. I might just roast my turkey breast. I might slow cook it or something. The Ninja Foodie has a slow cook option. So, you know, I might slow cook it. And just make a little side of greens and some macaroni. And some, I thought about making some sweet potato pie in a little mason jars, just like four of them. You know, something simple, and watch football. And make some biscuits. You know, very simple. You know, it's a simple. You know, something easy peasy. You know, my dad asked, what was I doing for Columbus Day? Do I have it off? Yeah, probably not. I don't think that qualifies as a major holiday for my job. I think the holidays don't start till next month. So, you know, those days I will get off. But, yeah, man, I don't know about this dude being impeached. I'm not going to hold my breath. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, everyone seems to be turning on each other. I think that's the part that sucks. But, you know, kind of is what it is in this climate that we have. You know, it's just, things are just kind of what they are. Again, I was going to say something profound this morning. I'm just kind of not feeling it. I kind of just want to get back in my bed after I get everybody ready. And, you know, my routine is what my routine is. And, you know, I have a lot of judge shows that I tape that I've missed for the past week or two. Like, you know, I tape Judge Mathis and Hot Bench. There's a new show called Personal Injury Court. Yo, y'all gotta check that out. It's weird because, you know, most of the time in court shows, the max they can give you is $5,000. However, with this show, is the max is whatever the max is in your state. So, I believe it's based out of Atlanta. But let's just say I'm a resident of Florida. Or a resident of New York, and I'm going to personal injury court about an incident that happened in New York. They can give you whatever the max is in that state, and not be bound by, you know, the $5,000 claim. You gotta check it out. It's called Personal Injury Court. Quite interesting. But yeah, my court shows are Hot Bench and Judge Mathis. Every now and then I go back and watch Judge Judy. Especially now that she got a hair pulled back on ponytail, you know, she thinks she's something hot. But yeah, personal injury court is that, and then I watch paternity court, and stuff like that. So, 74 easy skillet dinners you can make in a flash. Oh, let's check this out. View gallery. I'm on delish.com. So yeah, man, those are my shows that I DVR. I was watching a DLU show, and Ross Tresvant was on there. I just wanted to see if he was going to say anything about, you know, RBRM, you know, Ronnie, Bobby, Mickey, Mike. He said he wrote that rap, and, you know, DL mentioned something about Bobby, and kind of, Ross kind of just sat back and was all chill and chuckled. I was like, that sounded like, chuckled sounded like a little bit of shade. But he didn't say anything disparaging. His interview was kind of boring. Johnny Gill's interview was a little bit more interesting than his. I said, well, you just had Ralph and Johnny. All right, why don't you bring the rest of the fellas up there? Because I am curious to see how that dynamic would work. You know, at least have Michael Bivins on. He's interesting as fuck. You know. So that was cool. Tito Jackson was on there the other day. I got to really watch the full thing. And Tito was like, I don't give a fuck what you say. You know, my father wasn't a bad person. And I guess people forget back in the 50s and early 60s that spanking was a thing. My dad said that. I grew up being spanked as a kid. And the whole Michael Jackson was, never have a childhood thing. Tito was like, yeah, but my brother wouldn't molest kids. I think, unfortunately, Michael Jackson put himself in that situation where people could take advantage of him. Because he has stupid-ass lawyers. Well, just pay them off. You pay them off, you look guilty. Don't pay them off. Ah, my nigga, don't do it. Yes, don't do it. These skillet mills seem really, not interested. One is called Cheesy Tex-Mex Cauliflower Rice. No. Sloppy Joe Tamale Pie. Nope. Anyways, stuff don't look appetizing to me. There are people who might like it. Spinach pesto penne with shrimp and peas. I don't like peas, and I'm allergic to shrimp. So, guess I can't eat that. Crab Alfredo. I'm allergic to crab. Can't eat that. Yeah, man. Mike shouldn't have done that. He had bad financial advice. I mean, financial advisors and bad lawyers. I don't want to say bad lawyers, but then one time he had damn Johnny Cochran. I hope Johnny Cochran didn't tell him to pay these dudes off. I need to look that up. Anyways, Tito was like, F what y'all think. I'm confident in who I am. And I love that about Tito. Has always been cool to me, so I ain't got no issue with Tito. Now, Randy and Jermaine, y'all having the same baby mama? That's nasty. I don't care what no one says. I will not sleep with my brother's ex and then have a baby with him. Like, so that's your brother cousin? Your cousin brother? What do you say? Because your brothers and then your cousins, right? There was another woman that Randy could have messed with. Like, that was shady as hell. It's funny as fuck, though, but it's shady as hell. That's the shade of it all. Antonio Brown. I'll keep it clean this morning and classy. That motherfucker there. I'm more than upwards, I guess. But that motherfucker there. That's all I'm gonna say. I will end this on this note. Be true to yourself and love who you are. To my non-black friends who know I've been going through things and probably picked up on some things on social media, I love y'all, like real talk. But I'm cool. I think that sometimes, even my boss said it the other day, they both said it, it was like, wow, you keep to yourself so no one really knows the mystique behind Rashida. You're not supposed to. I don't come to work to make friends. I have a coworker getting married this weekend, and a bunch of my other colleagues that have been there longer, they're all going to Kentucky for his wedding. And I think that's dope. I was like, wow. Now I was like, wow, maybe I should open up myself a little bit more so people can invite me to places, or I can invite them and they can kind of get to know me. And I was like, nope, I get burned like that. There's sometimes I can be a little bit too trusting depending on what season in my life I'm in. And I can let my guard down and let the wrong person in. Oh, I'm still going to be Rashida. Trust me. I'll still give you the business. But sometimes you might catch me on an off point in my life where I'm kind of like, okay. And I told my boss that I said, he made a comment. I said, no, I'm too trusting to a degree. He's like, really? I would never guess. So sometimes to catch me on the right day, I might be. And not even say too trusting. I would just say sometimes. I try to always see the good in people. But I'm not stupid. Don't play me. You get cussed the hell out. But it's like I want to be invited, but don't invite me. That's the kind of person I want to be invited, but don't invite me. Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm probably not going to show up. But I think anyone who truly knows me knows my heart is good. And I don't mean anybody no ill will, but sometimes you have to love people where they are and leave them. So, anyways, it's a Thursday. You know, it's not Titty Tuesday. Ha 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 ha. It's a throwback Thursday. I will leave you with Google This Song by Kenny Loggins. It's called This Is It. That's my throwback Thursday song of the day. I'm about to blast it as soon as I take Elena to the bus stop. So put on some Kenny Loggins. Play This Is It, or play Get Your Foot Loose on, and I'll be back on Sunday to update you about the Cowboys and whatever else has happened between now and then. This is Miss Moose Playhouse. Have a blessed Thursday. I'm out.